This is a feature that we're going to be doing for a little while, and the idea is I, with the Leadership Santa Rosa, had a chance to spend a day in agriculture, learning about farming in Santa Rosa County, and of course, by comparison, Escambia County as well, and I got a chance to meet a guy named Ryan Jenkins, who owns a farm in Santa Rosa County in the north end, and we just kind of came up with this idea that we would talk about what life on a farm is like, this time on a Monday, 7:35, for a year. I want to give you a chance to know what farming is like, because I think it's fascinating, and it's certainly important. Every time you go to the grocery store, you're depending on farmers. So joining us now, we have Ryan Jenkins. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms in Santa Rosa County. Ryan, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just kind of start with this. Why don't you tell folks how long you've been farming, you know, and what Jenkins Farms is all about?
Gosh, I've been farming in some capacity for, I guess, almost all of my life. But we own a farm at Jay. It's a family farm. It's me and my dad and my sons. We farm peanuts, cotton, corn, soybeans, wheat, and oats. So we have something going year-round. Very busy, but very proud of the family farm aspect of it. My great-grandfather moved down here and bought some of the land that we're farming in 1918, so it's been going for a while now. I'll be, fourth generation, and my sons are, of course, fifth generation. So, actually, I'm proud of what we do, and I'm thankful for you letting us share our story.
We always like to end with some kind of farm fact or something like that. Do you have one for us today, Ryan?
I do. The average T-shirts that are made of 100% cotton, it takes about a half a pound of cotton to make each of those T-shirts. So if you look at it in today's prices, that's about 40 cents worth of cotton in 100% cotton T-shirt.
So the $20 or $30 T-shirt that you buy at the store or, you know, at your athletic outlet or whatever, Ryan Jenkins is not getting $20 out of that shirt.
No, I wish I was. If I was just getting $2, I'd be happy.
Yeah, right. I mean, that'd be, you know, four times what you're making right now. Well, Ryan Jenkins, he is the owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. We talk to him every Monday. We'll talk to him again next Monday. Ryan, as always, thank you for what you do, and thanks for informing our audience. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us. I hope y'all have a great
7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and every Monday all this year we've been talking to Ryan Jenkins, our farmer in Jay, Florida, the owner of Jenkins Farms. He makes the peanuts that you eat in your Snickers and your candy bars. He makes the cotton that you put in the jeans that you wear. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
As we talked last time, you were still kind of in the middle of finishing up your field work of basically tilling under all of the cotton stalks that are really a pain, and they can't just leave those, and, you know, putting down the cover crops for the winter. Where are we at on field work?
We are finished for 2022, and it feels good to say that. We finished everything up on Friday, so now tractors can be cleaned up and parked in the barn until next year, which isn't but just a few weeks away. But still, it feels good to be able to say we finished that this year. It's been a good year for us in general. You know, we've had some challenges along the way, as your listeners have heard, but man, it feels good to be done for the year.